Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. First song for the week, coming in all the way from Nassau, Bahamas, from a seasoned artist, Aaliyah Cawley, featuring Arthlyn Jadot with their latest single entitled Mash Down. And trust me, that song right there is literally mashing down the place, mashing up Satan Kingdom. It's a big tune, man. And I want you guys to go on YouTube, check it out, like it, comment on it. Man, trust me, they are doing big things, man. I see it really going global. I want you guys to support them, man. Beautiful, beautiful song, man. And Aaliyah, Arthlyn, keep up the great work, and I wish you guys all the best, all right? And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the gifted brother, and he loves the Lord with all his heart. I tell you, our good brother, who is a multiple number one hit maker, a Stellar Award recipient, the oh-so-cool Kelante Gavin. Kelante, how you doing, my brother? How's it going? Welcome, man.
Yo, yo, what's up, Mike D? Honored to be here, man.
Yes, indeed. Honored to have you, bro. Honored to have you.
Thank you.
How's everyone doing? All your family and everyone?
Man, everybody's doing incredible. Can't wait to share with the fam, man.
Oh, man, great.
Hey, what's up, Kelante? And welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. You know, Kelante, you recently was here in the Bahamas to minister at a conference, and you did an excellent job ushering the presence of God in the place. And you also had the opportunity to meet some of our Bahamian artists, you know, that night minister. You know, tell me something. Did you enjoy our Bahamian extraordinary worship? You know, because we do not do ordinary worship.
Oh man, I love the Bahamas. I love Nassau, Freeport, you name it, all around the other islands. I mean, we had a time. I am so blessed every time I get the chance to go to the Bahamas. So I can't wait to actually go back and worship with you guys. It was a phenomenal time, man. Shout out to the Bahamas. I love y'all.
Oh,
all
yeah.
The way from the U.S., Kelante. Man, and it's so great to be with you, landlord. Thank you so much, man.
You are so welcome, bro. Kelante, would you consider working on a track with a Bahamian artist? You know, they love your ministry, and I think the sound will be refreshing and one that can bless the whole Caribbean and the world, bringing that different flavor.
Absolutely, man. I would be honored. I actually told some of the other artists when I was there that we have to collaborate this year. So absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I can't wait to, you know, just see that come to light, man. Great stuff.
Your new song, Live Again, is hot, hot. That song is hot, man.
For real.
You do a great ministry, man. And Ja'Kalyn Carr, she wrote that, man. Tell us about Live Again, man. Tell us all about your brand new song, bro.
Man, yes, sir. Thank you, guys. I got to say thank you again. Thank you for the love and support. Shout out to the listeners out there. Man, I'm excited to release this new single entitled Live Again. And man, it's like you said, man, my friend Ja'Kalyn Carr wrote it and produced it. And it is a song that's just going to bless each and every person that listens to it. I know for a fact that Jesus said, I have come so that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And I think it is important for every believer to understand that we're not just called to exist in the earth, but we're called to live life to its fullest. So I want to encourage you. I don't know what their stories are, man. But guess what, family? When life throws you lemons, you got to just make lemonade and keep living.
Amen.
Wow, good word. Good word, man. Are you playing any instruments on the song? I know you play keyboards, drums, guitar, and bass guitar and everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not, man. Just the vocals on this one. But definitely we'll be playing on some other songs on my record. My next album coming out in the summer entitled Testify.
Testify. Oh, okay, man. Wow, man. Well, congrats on your hot new song, Live Again, man.
Yeah, man, Kelante. It's a beautiful song. Well produced, man. Trust me, it is truly a blessing to the kingdom of God. Kelante, you know, there's an artist from out of Jamaica, but she now lives in Antigua. She's a fan of yours, and she has a question for you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Lisa Grace Harris. I am a born Jamaican, now resides in Antigua. God is amazing, and his mercies endures forever. So, Kelante, I have a question for you. At what moment did you come to know? At what moment did you realize that you were called for worship?
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Miss Lisa Grace Harris, for the question. Shout out to you guys over there in the Caribbean and Antigua. I know for a fact that I knew I was called. I think it was a personal encounter for me, ministering unto other people. I'll never forget. I was ministering to a group of people, and man, just the Holy Spirit kind of arrested me. And from that moment to right now, I knew that it was going to be an incredible journey with Jesus in knowing that this ministry, this thing that I do is bigger than me. So that's how I knew. Yeah.
Great. How was it working with you, Kalen?
Man, we are family. It is fun. We have a great time.
It's just nice to know that you two are collaborating together, man. Because, you know, she's been writing, of course, along with her dad for many years. But this is a great song she's written for somebody else, man. You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Man, I love that. I'm honored, man. Seriously, thank you so much.
Great, man.
Yeah, man. And I really like the tribute that you guys did at the Soul Award this year, man. It was really, really great. And it's great to see young people collaborating and doing big things, man, and believing in one another, man. Good stuff. And at this time, I just want to say thank you for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. You know, we wish you all the best. We love your ministry, and we can't wait for more coming from you, man. God bless you, bro.
Oh, man, thank you, Landlord. Thank you to the legendary Mike D. You guys are phenomenal. So glad I could be on the show. Shout out to everybody. Love you guys in the Caribbean, all the islands in Africa. Thank you guys so much for your support. We love you all the way from America. God bless you, Kingdom family.
Come through tough times, but you will live again. I know you've been home, praying and fasting, waiting to hear an answer from heaven, but you will rise again. Oh, this time, you're gonna be greater.
This time,
gonna be strong.
Be stronger.
He only tested you for a while. Now he's about to make you smile. It's gonna be better. And almost destroying you, but you will live again. Yeah. God didn't forget, here comes the shift, but you will rise again. This time, you're gonna be.
Yeah! that the gifted singer, author, preacher, and downright good people, Keelante Gavin. Man, he's blowing that song. The Stellar Award-winning Keelante Gavin has multiple number ones, and his brand new song is titled Live Again. Sounding good, too. Live Again, a song written by the gospel songstress Jekalyn Carr, encourages us folks who have gone through so much, especially the last 3 years, to know it's a time of renewal, and it's time to live again. All the best to you and yours and all that you do, too. And we want to thank the talented and dynamic Keelante Gavin for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord Keelante Gavin is singing on that song written by Jekalyn Carr, Live Again.
Mike, Keelante Gavin is such a cool dude, man. He's humble, and it's always great to have people like him right here on the show, man, you know? But coming up next is a friend of mine from out of America. His mom is from Barbados. He's a Grammy and Stellar-nominated saxophonist who has worked with some of the greatest in the industry, like the late Rance Allen, Ben Tankett, and so much more. And, you know, Mel Holder, myself, Jumo Grant, and artist of ours from out of Kenya, Africa, Dangri. We will be on tour in Africa next week, man. So you guys just keep us in prayer, man. But I want you guys to check out Mel Holder's latest release entitled Waymaker.
Mel Holder is a talented musician. Landlord, have a great time in the Lord with everybody in Africa while you're touring Africa, ministering with the music, along with Juma Grant, Mel Holder, and Dangery. Tell all of the brothers and sisters in Africa, Mike D says hello and God bless. Mel Holder's gospel jazz music adds a little R&B and Caribbean and African sounds from time to time, too. Sinach singing that song with her music is just awesome. Sinach doing Waymaker is one of the greatest songs ever. And I tell you what, Landlord, Mel Holder blowing his saxophone with his rendition of Waymaker. It's amazing, bro.
Mike, there is power in the musical instruments. And you know, it's a weapon that the Lord has instructed his people from the old days to use in battle. And today, people like Mel Holder continues to use it very, very well. And he is taking out the enemy in the airwaves, man. You know, remember, Satan was the prince of the airwaves, and he still is. He's still doing his thing. And he was a musician. And that is the tool that he is still using today in battle. So we must continue to use this tool also, man. And I want you guys out there to continue to pray for all these musicians, these artists. We are under attack, man. Trust me, real talk. We need it, all right? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, Landlord, and thanks always to you listening. We appreciate you more than words can say. And be encouraged in the Lord. And not only be encouraged in the Lord, encourage yourself. Most everybody that I've ever known have tough times too. In good times and in not so good times. Speak the word and encourage yourself.
Most definitely, my great word, you know, that's just life. Sometimes you will have some good times. And sometime you'll have some bad times. But in all things, we still give thanks, man. Great word. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international gospel artist Kelante Gavin for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who take the time to hang out with us every week. We appreciate you and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. Coming up next is a talented, gifted artist from out of Barbados. She has been on the scene for a while, and she is on fire for the Lord. I want you guys to check out her latest single entitled Revival. Her name is Nisha Woodsman, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Holy Spirit, we want you to take over. Like the days of old, forgive us more. Hey, hear the people singing, and daddy in the pew dancing, and granny in the back waving away. In the old time, mommy interceding right there. Pastor, come and kneel and we pray. We need a revival in here. Gosh. Yeah. Hear the people singing, and daddy in the pew dancing, and granny in the back waving away. In the old time, mommy interceding.
control of your house.
This is your house.
We'll be your temple revival.
Can say it.